Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Meditation and Mindfulness Project. Today, we have Cassandra Bozdak with us, and I'm so excited to have her. How are you, Cassandra?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an honor and it's a pleasure because I have been trying to get a hold of you and or dreaming of it for a year or so. Like, I just woke up one day and I was like, I have to have her on my interview series one day.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad to make it happen.
I know. And then it was, and we made it happen. And that was the beauty of it. And I just love your new book and love everything that you're doing, trying, you know, being a light in a dark place. And you just have so many pillars to share, as well as just guidance in general.
Thank you.
So could you tell us a little bit about, is it eating with intention?
Yeah, eat with intention. So Eat with Intention was an online mind, body, soul cooking show. Ended up turning into a book. And the original idea for it came because I had been on a show on ABC called The Taste, a cooking show, and I was kind of like this happy, healthy living guru on it. And then after that, I got a few other offers from different producers for shows, but nothing really felt in alignment with what I truly wanted to present in the world. And so one night I was in my East Village apartment back when I lived in New York, and I did this really intense, like, 2.5 hour Kundalini meditation, and it just came flooding out of me. Like, this is the show that you're meant to have. And it's a new kind of quote-unquote cooking show where it's really a lifestyle show that uses a recipe that's, you know, healthy and fun and practical and delicious, but also really talks about different key topics that we all, you know, that we all need, whether it's self-love or forgiveness or different mindful tips. So Eat with Intention was kind of like this baby that was born, and I started filming the shows, and then I was at another meditation, and I really wanted some direction on, you know, what my main message was, because at the time I had Eat with Intention and some more food-focused things, and then I also had my meditation classes and my spiritual mentorship, and I was like, how does it all, like, I knew it all was connected, but I needed that, like, crystallization in my head, and I got it. I had this beautiful vision of me in a past life, in a different lifetime, and I was in this little, like, mud hut, and there was this line around the door, and every person was coming in, and I was muddling different herbs and berries and all different kinds of things and giving them these little jars and self-care or meditation instruction. So I was telling them, you know, go down to the lake and bathe under the full moon, or go sit with a tree every day. And I'd give them a mantra to use. And I just kind of watched myself when I was in this meditation. I just observed what I was doing. And then after, when I kind of awoke from it, I remember just feeling like in my whole body, like, this is what I'm meant to teach. I'm meant to teach people that it's not just one. It's this trifecta that I call the well-being trifecta. And each part of it is a technology that really stands on the other two. And so we need this, you know, this triangle to really step into our full light and our full power. And so that is where the idea for the book Eat with Intention came, because I wanted to give people their power back by giving them their relationship with their body back, because I truly believe our relationship with our body is what connects us to our intuition, to our soul. And so that's how Eat with Intention came apart. And literally the next day after the idea solidified, I ended up getting an email from a publisher that was interested in me doing a book, and I instantly just pitched everything I had just thought of the day before, and it just became this magical synergy. They were so on board for it. Everybody was so excited. I really feel like the book has just been so divinely supported.
I love it, and I love the book also, because if we don't feel good in our body, it does make a world of difference on how we present ourselves to the world as well in our, you know, daily lives and what we do, I mean, in general. So you were just spot on.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. No, I work with a lot of women one-on-one, and I've worked with them for years. And what I noticed, especially for women, but even for men, that, you know, when we have that kind of breakdown of love for our body, it's very hard to get back connected to our soul and to get back in that space of, you know, being, trusting ourselves and listening to the different signals our physical body can communicate with us. And even with meditation and self-care, it's all connected. You know, to really and go out there and be all we want to be in the world and live our, you know, quote-unquote juiciest life, whatever that looks like for us, we really have to have that balance. And I think it all really begins with loving and entering in a relationship with your body.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I went through a spot where, you know, I work out every single day, and I would, like, take off a day, just one day, but over the holidays. You know, I let a week go by, and I was beating myself up, you know, and I'm a clean eater, and I'm so mindful about what I put in my body, but just because, you know, I wasn't doing my workout, and I kind of, like, did other things instead, I beat myself up for a while, and I had to get back on track and, like, talk to myself, and it gets kind of hard whenever you go for a little bit, like you were saying.
Yeah, and I would also say, too, part of that is really trusting your body, right? Because
right.
when you trust your body, you kind of know what it wants. So you could kind of, in that moment, trust that, wow, maybe right now my body doesn't want to be working out. Maybe my body wants to do other things like yoga or get a massage or whatever the other things you were doing were. And also trust that your body is very capable of letting you know when it's ready to head back to the gym or ready to head back to kickboxing or whatever the situation is.
Right, and I think it's because sometimes that we don't, you know, when you think, like, in the world, the day-to-day, you know, grind, working out is what we do, and we don't realize that, you know, doing the other self-care things that you need is still, you're still doing good for your body. And that's some things that, you know, we have to learn about. And sometimes it gets kind of confusing if we're not really in tune with that or don't know a lot about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we do. We live in a very, like, workout kind of culture world. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with working out. I think working out can be great, but it's also really, you know, being where your body's at, and especially as women, our body is constantly shifting and different, and so it's about really being in constant communication with it and allowing it to, you know, to let us know what it wants and when it wants it, and not to feel like we have to force anything.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like shifting with the relationship, like you said, shifting and making things shift with what you need. That's really good. And what meditations do you suggest people do or start out if they're just learning about all of this?
Ooh. I really recommend experimentation. I'm a big fan. When I first started meditating, I tried all the different things. I tried, you know, I tried guided meditations. I did Abraham Hicks. I did Kundalini.
Uh-huh.
I did all of the different things because I truly believe that there's something for everyone, but
yes,
everything's not for everyone.
So, I totally believe that too.
Yeah, so I always try to, you know, for my personal practice, right now I'm doing a mantra-based meditation, and
uh-huh.
then I like to do a little visualization. When I first started out, I mean, I go through different phases where for a month I'll do different Kundalini meditations. I really
uh-huh.
honor whatever I'm feeling called to do. I think it's important to do something. I always like to say that meditation on most days, because we're all going to have those days where you're just like your head's crazy and you don't know, you know, but on most
yeah.
days, meditation should feel like a nice warm blanket over your like soul. And so if the meditation you're doing is not really feeling like that for you, you're not doing anything wrong, that might just not be the best meditation for you right now. But for most of my clients, when they first start out with me, I'll get them going on just a, you know, I have this meditation on YouTube that you can link to. It's totally free. It's called your inner rock star meditation. And
uh-huh.
what it does, it just connects you to your higher self. It connects you to who you are when you're just like killing it, you know, when you're happy and interacting with people in a great way and life is
yeah.
really flowing. It just reminds you of what's possible. And I find that
yeah.
to be a really great starter one for people to, you know, get
play with.
Yeah, to play with. And then also I love just doing a basic, if anyone has anxiety or stress, just doing a basic let go meditation. And
uh-huh.
you can find, again, you can find the audio for that on my YouTube channel. It's called the Beginner's Guided Meditation. I believe the let go one is. And it's just simple using the mantra let go. And it kind of gets you into that place where you can kind of just zone out and get back into
mm-hmm.
your zone.
Right. That's
so
beautiful.
I think those two are great to start off with. But, you know, one of the my favorite things that I do with my clients that I do offer, like, on my page is personalized meditation prescriptions.
Oh, beautiful.
I really, like, that's super fun for me, and I think it's one of my favorite things that my clients love, that I'll, like, you know, every month or so I give them a new, like, meditation prescription. And
yeah.
it's just based on, like, the energy that they're working with, where they're at. And it's really fun because I do think that, you know, with all this stuff, with meditation, with self-care, with food, you can be prescriptive with it. And I think, for me, I find a lot of fun in that.
Well, you know, when I first started out, I started out with guided meditation, and then I started moving into the more mantra and then Kundalini. Like, Kundalini was one that I found towards the middle, and I really stuck with that for a very long time. And now I started doing some other meditations. So I totally understand where you say, let's play with it. Figure out, but then you have a guide, you know, like you can start anywhere and try to see what works. But just because it works for you today doesn't mean that it's going to work for you, you know, in a month or two.
Exactly. And I think it's just constantly allowing, it's with anything. I talk about that with food a lot too. You know, you can go through, I definitely do this. I'll go through like phases where I'm like, obsessed with having oatmeal every day. Like, I have oatmeal every day in the morning, and I wake up and I want my oatmeal or whatever, you know? And then all
uh-huh.
of a sudden, like, something will shift and I'll be like, just done with oatmeal. And I don't want oatmeal, and then I want a smoothie or whatever. And I think it's
yeah.
just honoring the fact that, like, we're cyclical beings, right?
Right.
We're seasonal beings. So it's just kind of allowing yourself to move in and out and finding what practice, I always think about it as like, find that time every day that is just for you. And regardless of what meditation I'm doing, the, you know, the half an hour in the morning and the half an hour at night or in the afternoon that I do, that is my, like, my me time. And I get to play with whatever I want to play in that time.
That's good. Yeah, I do it before I wake up, like get going, and then I do it at night again. And I use my earbuds, like when I'm going to sleep or whatever.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's been such a vital part in my life. And I know when I started getting into it, I had found you online, and I, you know, was guided, you know, to do some of the ones that you had available, which really is, they're amazing.
Oh,
so
thank
I'm
you
so
much.
Excited. Oh, no problem. Thank you. You're the one that's amazing.
You're very sweet.
I'm so excited for you to be part of my journey as well as share it with everybody. And do you have anything coming up, or are you doing anything like right now? Like, do you always have workshops going on online and like virtually, or do you have some things that are going on, you know, out in the different locations soon?
I have so much going on. The thing that my primary focus right now is my online community called Appreciity. So I created Appreciity a few months ago, and it's an online mind, body, soul support community for women. So there's two workshops a month, and they're based on, you know, one's usually around the full moon and the other one's around the new moon. And sometimes I allow the astrology to influence the topic, but other times we have an amazing community chat going, and when different things are coming up for different women and I notice something's coming up in the chat, I'll address that in our session. And then we have a live Q&A call, and it has resources like meditations and healthy recipes, and any workshop I've ever done is available. So I created that. That was like really one of my heart and soul projects, because I wanted something for women who are ready to go to the next level, wanted that support, wanted that community, but maybe, you know, either couldn't get in for my one-on-one coaching or couldn't afford my one-on-one coaching. And Appreciity was born, and I love it. So that people can always get access to me there. It's only $25 a month, and you can get a 7-day free trial and, like, check it out and watch some videos. So that is my main baby that's always going on. And I have in-person meditations at Unplug here in LA. And I will be doing a few retreats as well. I'm doing a retreat in Palm Beach with two friends of mine, Suzanne Adams and Cami Ogore, and it's called Ignite and Expand, and it's in April. And then I'm also doing a retreat with my friend Rachel at Mount Shasta in May, which I haven't released all the details yet, but so I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing more retreats, and there'll be more to come. This is definitely a year of traveling and teaching for me as well. But yeah, like I said, my main focus is really Appreciity. That is kind of along with the book, has been a dream of mine.
Beautiful. And I love the fact that you have something for everybody, because some can't get away and go to the different, you know, in-person retreats and masterminds and, you know, meditation groups, and then others can be online on your virtual. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it was something that was really important to me. I knew from like the start, once I began coaching and working with women, that as soon as, you know, I financially could invest in doing it properly and had the time and the space to do it, I knew that it was incredibly important for me to have something that was online and that was affordable for anyone. Because when I started out my journey, I didn't have a lot of money. I wasn't at the place where I could afford to pay, you know, a few hundred dollars a month to have like a personal mentor. But I just soaked up like the online offerings and the affordable offerings that people that I really loved gave. So I knew that that was something I absolutely had to do.
I know. That's so me. Like, so me. So I totally understand. And it's, you know, so important for us to have the resources that are affordable. And then whenever you're able to do it, you know, in another form or fashion, or, you know, whatever it is, that time will come. But it's just, that's just such a blessing. So what are you going to be doing within the next couple of weeks? Are you going to be traveling?
No, the next couple of weeks, I think I get to ground down here.
Beautiful.
I'm super excited. My birthday is actually coming up in February. So I'm
awesome.
Looking forward to kind of just chilling out until then. And then I haven't officially decided, but I'm either going to treat myself and a couple girlfriends to either like a retreat in Joshua Tree or retreat kind of weekend in Sedona and just kind of have like a fun restorative long weekend because,
yeah.
You know, with the end of 2016 and the beginning of 2017, things have been hectic and crazy. And I like I said, I'm traveling a lot later this year and
uh-huh.
I'm really, you know, really cherishing both the downtime when I have it and then the traveling when I have that too.
Oh, I can totally and only imagine. But I understand about the crazy hustle and bustle. It's like when you wake up, you shoot off like a rocket. You're just going in.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Well, I am going to be giving away your book to someone that's involved in participating in my interview series and the audience. So I will be blessing someone with one of your books, and
yay!
I will have yes. Oh my God, they're going to love it when they get it. And then I have all of your information that's going to be, you know, in the email blast. So they're definitely going to be able to check out all of your stuff. And I just, you know, wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about what you had going on and just thank you and give you praise for all the stuff that you're doing and just let you know that you're just amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. I really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I just, like I said, I've been trying to do this particular summit for about a year now, and it just wasn't the right time during the beginning, like in the middle of the year. I thought it would be best to get it out in the beginning where everybody's trying to do something. So it's just, it's been really great, and I thank you for joining my journey as well as sharing with all the audience.
Oh, my God, of course. And, yes, I think this is a great way to help people kick off the new year, and it's perfect coming out, a few weeks in when people have kind of lost sometimes that initial energy push that they get and really need that, you know, that second burst of inspiration to keep them going.
Of course.